I have a surprise for you guys today.
Alrighty, I'm ready.
We're gonna return to an old favorite here. We're returning to our roots.
Hey, you got Ollie hiding back there somewhere?
No, that is a good. That's a good tease, though. I hope I didn't get anyone excited about that. Ollie will be back for sure. She'll be back. But look what I have for you guys here on our audio medium. I'm gonna display it on our Zoom here for them.
Every time I do that, I get made fun of. But okay.
I know what it is. I know what it is.
It is the triumphant return of the fine jar.
You've been funding your weekend activities with that, haven't you?
No, you can see. Look, it's all in there. Look, all the money in there. Look,
it's how do still, I know it's real?
That's just ones, man. You were like fine $20 bills earlier.
No, there's. Hey. I think I may have made change once or twice.
I'm cool with this because Cody's the only one who can really contribute. Because I can't reach the jar from here.
Aha! Don't worry, I'm one step ahead of you. I've already thought of this. Going to be another fun segment on this show of getting you guys to download and start using Venmo.
I have Venmo.
Already?
Yeah.
I just bought a camera with Venmo the other day.
I wanted to say that word just seeing if either of you would be like, oh, yeah, I've got that. That's good. Robert, so you're not a Venmoer?
I've got Venmo.
Okay, good. So this will be easy. Good old school dollar contributions. Unless there's an egregious thing, we'll have to play this by ear a little bit. I'm malleable.
There needs to be some kind of base level rules, though, that could be overridden by the bulk of the podcast board.
Why does it sound too much like VAR?
Well, it is going to be like that. We're going to have to work it out over time. It's going to develop. We're not set in stone here, but
we can review it if there's a clear and obvious error in how we adjudicated our fines.
Adjudicated. Ooh.
Clear and obvious is the key there. So there are some, there are just standard fines will remain. Mispronunciations of names, locations, teams. For Thad, how about clearing your throat into the mic? Something gets stuck in your throat. You got a gross, something happens in your throat while we're trying to talk. That's going to be a fine, but just a dollar.
Why do you say
that? Is that your hand up sign? Is that
you clear your throat. It's not like a gross, you don't like
like that,
but you do clear your throat every now and then. And I'm going to start calling you out for it.
I thought you were going to like go after me for the mispronunciations.
Yes, that's one as well.
Then I'm just not going to say any names.
Yeah, exactly. We're never confident about them. It's just who actually goes for it.
The guy who wears number 17 for that team.
So it'll be malleable a bit, but we'll do this again, and Venmo will be the process by which we fulfill your requirements.
Oh Lord, I need to put this in my budget.
We can get into.
I can't podcast tonight. I don't have the money for it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm out this month. Sorry.
I left radio. I've got money for these dollar fines now. I stepped it up a notch to the crypto world. We're going to be Daniel Shallowy heavy this evening. It's All-Star Week in MLS. That is Wednesday night at Bank of California Stadium. 8:30. Is that p.m.? 8:30 p.m.? Yeah, right, because it's West Coast. Yes, late kickoff.
It's not going to be a.m.
I meant Eastern versus Central. Is that what I did say? AM versus PM. I think that's a fine, isn't it?
I think if we're going to be that picky about it, we're going to be really out of money. So,
True.
I'm just giving you crap.
Now, yeah, Cody, don't forget about the skills competition tomorrow night on TV, though. That's going on too.
Oh, I did. I was not even aware of that. I always forget about that. Those are kind of fun, though. They do those FIFA games, like the games you can play in between matches in FIFA. Yeah, those are fun.
I think they need more all-star events, though.
That's a fine.
A Legends game. Bring back guys who played in the 90s or the early 2000s.
Yeah, I've thought about this before. Those Legends games seem to be very popular in other parts of the world, but that's not a thing we do in really any of our sports here.
Hockey does, or has in the past. I don't know if they've done the last couple of years, but they have in the past.
And then basketball has started that, what's the name of that league? The Big Three or something like that? It's like 3-on-3 old retired NBA players. But yeah, I would like to see, that's a very good idea. We should have a Legends game. I would appreciate that very much.
Let's get a media game back, huh? How about that?
Yeah, would we? I don't. We wouldn't qualify for the national one, but you know.
I did when the All-Star game was here.
Yes, you did. Oh, yeah? Remember yeah. that?
It was small-sided games down at Swope. And
well, they weren't televised.
No, we took third.
Oh, and he whips out the trophy. There's the trophy. Look at this. Just gleefully proud of it. I love it.
Thad had it made, especially just to show off.
Yeah, they didn't actually give those away. He just made it.
They did, but it doesn't say anything about being anything to do with the All-Star game. Oh, actually, it does. It says 2013 MLS All-Star Media Game Best Team Spirit.
Notice he's not showing that actually to us. We can actually verify that. All right, there it is. Okay, gotcha.
Best Team Spirit. So he was just blatantly lying about his third place finish. Daniel Shalloway, will we get to see at what minute will Daniel Shalloway be unleashed on the poor Liga MX All-Stars?
Well, considering that Carlos is now out of the game, who else is out of the game? Chicharito is out of the game. Shalloway's chances have gone up, so we'll see.
Yeah, I was going to say, who else does that leave in front of him? I don't see.
Not even sure who else all on the team right now.
Well, I just MLS just posted an update of the roster.
Right.
So there's still the guy for New England.
His first name is
Gustavo. I know that one. Wow, there's two guys from New England that I refuse to say here. So yeah, it's not. I bet he still doesn't start. It actually looks like it's kind of crowded.
Yeah, because they added like Pizarro from Miami.
Yeah, you got to get Pizarro out there. See that I added some flair. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I doubt that Shalloway starts over Nani. That won't happen.
So Thad said 46. I like that. I don't ever actually watch these games, but no, I've never liked the. I've never liked the format of playing that other team. I never watch it very closely, but I do like this All-Stars versus All-Stars. I'll get on board for it. Any chance to beat Mexico teams, I'm here for it. So I will watch this, and I'm not familiar with the normal trading rituals of this game. That it happens frequently. Do the starters get, you know, a full half or almost a full half, or how do the substitutions work?
Depends on the coach. I mean, it really does. We've had players in the past go up there and play a majority of the game. And, of course, that would happen to be the coach that was going to play Sporting the next week, you know, would play the game. Yeah, so it really varies. I don't think Bradley will actually do that sort of thing.
So do you think it works against Shalloway that he has no recent history in beating Mexican-based teams? It works against him?
Well, this is his opportunity. This is his moment.
Yeah, no, I don't think it helps or hurts in this case, but it's an interesting point there, Robert.
Yeah.
You know, he does seem to be he likes big moments. And so
he cannot lie.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh Lord. That's a time.
No. Oh no! So now I was just telling them I've got new sound effects you guys will hear over this pod. I need like a bad joke audio for things. Oh, that's like it. That.
But he likes big moments.
He does like big moments. I expect him to step up. I would not be surprised to see him score a goal. And if it's a no looker, that would be pretty sweet too.
Well, I tell you what, his recent step up against Portland, that game tying goal late in the match at home. That was a big moment because a loss would have been not so good.
The keeper should have done better. The defense should have done better.
But shut up about keepers, Cody. Come on.
It doesn't change the fact that – so that's kind of the rule of thumb. You say the keeper should have done better if he gets beat at his near post.
Right.
And I think with Daniel Shalloway, you can't even always say that anymore. He seems to do it a lot. I don't have any stats for you. I should have looked up stats. But it seems as like he beats people near post a lot. And it's because he has this absurdly quick release. He has no windup. It's just snapshot. And so I think he does deserve more credit than you would normally give someone on this goal because he beat him near post. And it's just the ball is on top of the keeper before they can realize it.
Well, if I remember right, I think the keeper got hands to it, maybe even two, but it had so much pace on it that he couldn't stop it.
He's deceptive. It's just that snap. He doesn't even need to rear back. It's just he just lifts his shin up and drops a hammer through it. It's impressive.
Yeah, I agree.
He does have the quick release, like you said. The other thing he's really good at is that he'll shoot past a defender. So he'll use the defender to block the vision of the keeper when he takes that shot. It wasn't really the case in this last one against Portland because the defense was actually backing up to let their keeper see it. They were actually giving him space. Because when I was a defender, I would tell my keepers, I'm going to block a certain part of the goal. I'm going to let you have it, you know, so that way the keeper can see the whole shot. They can be prepared. But they backed up, they opened up a little bit, and boom.
And it's not just that goal either. It was the goal he scored before that. I can't even remember who the opponent was now, but his last two goals have both been that just quick release, snapshot, and it just sneaks past the keeper before they know what has hit them.
You can say the one where he kind of accidentally nutmegged the defender and then just snapped. Yeah, that was a nice one.
I'm not even sure that was accidental. I think that was intentional that he
touched it
there. Yeah.
Okay.
which is just the amount of confidence he has right now. Like, you know, last year he would have just either passed that ball or shot it into nothingness.
It's wild. Watch, just it's literally night and day what, you know, that first goal, the first lucky goal of the season did for him. You know, it just kind of bounced off of him and in, and he was like, oh yeah, I'm good at soccer again.
Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, and sometimes it's better to be both. Daniel. The Hungarian homegrown.
Hold on. Interjecting. That is definitely a fine. Phone sounds that are not muted. Phone sounds that make it into the podcast. Mine vibrated and just went off. It had to have been recorded. I'm finding myself. That is $1. First fine of the new era. Really? Well, then.
Dad, you heard it. Shh. Come on, man.
First fine of the new era. It's on the host.
As I mute my phone. Yeah.
Yes, we're a professional show now. That's what the point of the fine jar is bringing us into a new era here, you guys.
Finally, thank God. Jeez.
Mine was already muted, but I was just reading Facebook, so you know.
I don't think it is official yet, but Daniel is going to be called up to the Hungarian national team.
Probably. Coach said he planned on calling him up in September.
Coach has signified his intent. That's got to be a real sign.
Well, of course it is, but
I don't know how you can turn him down at this point.
Anything could change at this point, though. You know, COVID, travel restrictions, who knows? You know, he could have a minor injury. There's all kinds of things. So,
oh, you really, right when you started that sentence, I was like, oh, he dug himself into a hole here. He's going to have to talk about an injury. There's no way out of it.
Curse you, Thad. Curse you.
Yes, curse this man. Boo this man.
Hey, in my opinion, if I say it out loud, then it's not going to happen. If I say nothing, it might happen. So,
who else is on the Hungarian national team? We don't have any other old friends.
Botan used to be on it, but I don't think he's been called up for the last couple.
Nor has Christian Namath.
Who?
I would say that about Botan. Who? What? Oh, yeah.
I was alluding to that for Thad because I know he doesn't like Namath anymore.
Botan was a regular call-up. He was like a regular starting center back for him for quite a few call-ups.
Quite a few call-ups or quite a few games? It seemed like it was like a one month period, or maybe one summer he got some call-ups, right?
No, I think it was more than that.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, but quick question.
I think since he left here, he hasn't been called up, though.
Quick question then, Thad. Would you rather have him than Roberto Puncic right now?
No.
Don't care. Either. Don't care. Either one.
Interchangeable. Right. Where is Botan?
Yeah, I don't know. I looked somewhere in Hungary. I can't remember, though. At Honved. That's where he is.
We all exposed ourselves for not reading Mike's weekly update on old friends.
Yeah, but we were all going to look for it immediately. We knew where to go.
No, I went to transfer market.
Oh.
No, I do actually read or glance at it. There's no way I'm going to remember every player where everybody's at. Mike looks up everything, and I did know he was in Hungary.
So, Cody, I was not on the agenda. I apologize, but Busio not in the starting 11 first match in Italy.
Oh, I forgot about that this weekend. Good shout there, Robert. He was what was in, the result? Tell us. Can elaborate, please.
Go ahead, Dad. You were about to.
I would say he wasn't in either of their first two games since he arrived in Italy. One was a kind of a cup game. I'm not sure how that those work against a Serie B team. They won, but on penalties. And then he was not in the 18 against Napoli. And Venezia lost 2-0 after having gone up a man in like the 23rd minute.
Oh, sounds familiar. Oh.
Sounds like they needed someone to control the ball in the midfield. Before we get out of here, I wanted to take a moment to appreciate our Lord and Savior, Tim Melia.
I was wondering where you were going. Just for a second with that. Just for a second.
he's the last two recaps I have written have just been fully Tim Melia appreciation. He's saving.
Yeah, I had to look back at the author of those and say, is this Cody writing? What?
Yeah, of course. The game that's all about the keeper, I have to write it. No, he played very well. One of my favorite saves, oddly enough, didn't even get a lot of appreciation from other people. I really liked that double save. The follow-up was almost more impressive. I know he spilled it, and I'm pretty critical of keepers when they do that. But, it wasn't an easy initial save, and he was all over it. And it really did just seem to kind of slam the door shut. It really did seem like he was just saying, "This, it's just not going to happen today. It's not happening today for you guys. I've got this. Just pack it up, and we're taking a point."
Yeah, it was definitely a lot of credit to Tim on that. I think the stat was he's got the most shutouts since 2015 of any other keeper in the league.
I bet it's by a significant margin, isn't it?
No.
No, man.
I just found that Tim has 57, Fry from Seattle has 56, Robles from Red Bull New York and Miami 55, then it drops to 46.
That's a lot. I wouldn't have guessed it was in the 50s.
It is a lot, but it's probably not higher because you got to remember Sporting had leaked goals for 2 years.
Yeah.
Through no fault of Tim Melia.
No. Although he didn't have his best games in some of those either, but he was left hung out to dry in a lot of them.
And even in this season, it's only been recently where we've been getting shutouts. Before this, I don't even recall having one before this. One back on July 4th, L.A.
Ah, yes. Can't forget that one. In L.A.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the two recently. So, yeah. Not until July 4th did we get one. Didn't look like.
I want to return back to Shallowy for a second. Did you guys see the podcast he did with the MLS people with Johnny Russell?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Sure, go back to Shallowy. But okay, yeah.
Yeah, no, I just was reminded of that. The prank that Johnny Russell basically pulled.
That's crazy.
On Busio.
Did you prank see it go or to... just step through his windshield?
Yeah, it's a little over the top for a prank, but I have to appreciate Johnny Russell because I've always been in this kind of mode too. If you pull a prank on me, I want to take the prank to the next highest level, or not the next highest level, to such a high level that you don't ever want to prank me again.
Oh my gosh, Thad, it is so good to hear someone else express this. I didn't know if it was a ginger thing, you know, feisty redheads and gingers, but that is just how I look at the world. You know, if someone just wants to like mess with me, it's like, okay, that's fine. You've done it unprovoked. So in order for me to make it even, I need to respond harder, right? That's just how I see it in my head. And
over
if you don't agree with that, don't mess with me. Like, I'm sorry.
Exactly.
That's just how it's going to be. Oh, that's so good to hear you say that.
I could tell you some of the ones I've returned, but I don't really want people to hate me. So,
All right, to bring this full circle, I bet no one on the team ever pranks Melia though, because they don't want to. They just don't want to fuck with what's going on with Melia.
He was pranked. He was the April Fool's Day prank that they did. The Dancing with the Stars, right?
How long ago was that?
Yeah, that was quite a while ago.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I used to be really intimidated by Melia trying to do interviews with him. He's just so. It's just like he just doesn't have time. Like, he's just very stern. He's busy. He's just down to business all the time. Like,
that's just who he is. He's a nice guy.
He could also give you that. Like, you ask him a question that you know he thinks is kind of not the best, and he can just go, and give you that sigh. Like,
I've never experienced that.
I know. And what's weird about that balance there is. Some players are going to be like him, where they are going to be annoyed by that generic dumb question they've heard a million times, and they'll give you that sigh before they answer. But then there's also some other guys that are like kind of nervous about doing an interview. They're not in a mode to answer anything more than just some autopilot question. And so there is like a weird fine line there, you know?
Honestly, I mean, sometimes you ask the same dumb question that somebody's asked before. You might get a different answer because it's a different day. They're in a different different mood. It was kind of funny, though, because somebody on Twitter was calling out people for asking stupid, long, rambling questions in a presser a couple games ago to Remy Walter, who's, you know, English is not his first language. He's not great at it. I mean, he speaks well, but he obviously doesn't have a huge vocabulary in English, and people ask a long rambling questions to him. And it's like, takes 25, 30 seconds, kind of like how long I ramble on this one in order to get the question out.
Man, you beat me to it. Rambling on like that story you're telling right now.
But I was like, yeah, I mean, I was cracking up with this like whole string of tweets about it. And what's funny is Shallowy liked her tweets about it.
To make a long story short, no, too late that. But going back to Melia, I just want to correct. There was a shutout May 16th. So May 16th, then July 4th, and the two recent ones. So they've been pretty spread out until recently.
Yeah, that Sporting has not been defense secure this year, but it seems to be rounding form a little bit better. I mean, it's been a mix of players back there. The most probably consistent has been Fontas and Ilya.
But what Melia is so good at, though, guys, and the commentator on the broadcast made it on ESPN the other day. I don't know who it was, but he's so good at coming out and rushing a player that is seemingly one-on-one or close to it and just forcing the issue and forcing a shot wide or forcing it high. He's so good at that.
He's explosive.
His timing is perfect.
He's very explosive and mobile for a tree, right, Cody?
Trees are not supposed to move that fast.
Benny.
So we have one more to speak about after Tim was the new announcement for Benny Failhaber. He's the Sporting Academy U17 head coach.
Benny. I love the idea of Benny as a coach.
What I found also interesting is that Roger and Ilya are assistant coaches for U13 and U14 or U12 and 14, whichever it was.
Of those three, who's your first choice to replace Peter Vermees?
Replace Vermees? Whoa, that's a big step.
Who of those three, who's the heir apparent to Peter Vermees?
Carries the bag. Oh, wait a minute.
Of those three, and we get three more years of Vermees.
Benny.
Not Ilya?
No. Ilya is too nice.
Yep, he'd be a good assistant coach.
I can't see Ilya going, damn it, you need to move the ball faster. No, move, you know, I can't see him doing that.
Was that your Spanish accent?
Oh, I was thinking it was German. It's like, for me, it's German? What?
I think Robert hit that nail on the head, though. He would be a good assistant coach. Can you imagine Benny Failhaber and Ilya taking us into the new age of MLS?
Where's the love for Kerry Zavagnin? Come on now.
I only say Benny because he gave me the choice of those three, not Kerry.
Exactly. I'm just so saying.
Well, and I always say, because oftentimes coaches bring their staff with them, and we may lose KZ as well, you know?
Why, where's Peter going to go?
He's starting rumors.
Yeah. I think there's only two jobs in the world Peter would take.
Elaborate.
U.S. national team. Manchester United.
Oh, no.
Which neither are ever going to happen.
I was desperately holding my breath on who you were going to say for that other one. Manchester United, how dare you? What makes you say that? Does he have allegiances there?
No, because he really likes Sir Alex.
Well, duh. Mm.
How dare you? Skipper has just been sent off. Some part of strong evolved on soft but buttings got me drinking. My foot buttings got me drinking. My foot buttings got me drinking. Give me beer or whiskey, wine or gin. Anything to shake this foot.